thoughts, views, and opinions you hear on this show are just that, my thoughts, my views, my opinions. So if you don't like them, disagree with them, or whatever the case may be, well, there's a simple solution to all that, and that's just stop listening. But if you care to partake in the conversation, sit back, turn it up, and enjoy the show. Yeah, that. Welcome back to another episode of the Yeah That Podcast. You already know I love y'all. Thank y'all for the support. Support's hard to come by nowadays, so I appreciate you so much. Yeah, that.
The Yeah That Podcast.
I do this for my culture. Penny nickels in the sofa. Mommy watching Oprah. Daddy in the kitchen whipping soda.
If you know, you know.
Spanish chick Viola hit it in the chocha.
Shout out to my brother, Conchi.
Daytona, fuck the law, we soldiers. I'm about it, nigga. Ain't shit sweet about me. The baddest bitches on the block be even speaking about me. So thug is rugged, bringing ruckus. Snuggin' if you buckin', youngin', thuggin', buggin', showin' out in public. But you
only got one
fish.
Vision, that's for kids in every color religion. That listen, we gotta beat the system, stay the fuck out the prison. They try to blind our vision, but we all got children, we siblings.
Let's go.
You my brother, you my kin. Fuck the color of your
the
skin.
The Yeah That Podcast.
Back once again, chilling in the back of the lack with a pass or a gym. Finna ask in the past to a friend. Can a nigga smash? I'll be damned if I ask her again. Go slaps on the lack when I spin, then it's back to the back of the beans. Made back in the back with a hand in the crack. When I tap that, then attack, never tax, never that. That Max on the ends, spin ends. I remember way back when a motherfucker used to have to borrow cash from my friends, just to put a snack up in the fridge. When I'm on, I swear to God, they'll be your back. Now the kids all look up to me. Them bitches wanna fuck with me. My idols say what's up to me. From ugly to comfortably, suddenly.
Fire. That brings back memories. Shout out to my brother Conchi. Like I said, make sure you turn it up. Sit back, enjoy the show.
And now I'm comfortable.
Leave a comment.
I just only could thank God.
Rate the pod.
Suddenly.
And enjoy.
Everything changed before my eyes. By my surprise. ASAP.
Welcome back to another episode of the Yeah That Podcast, hosted by yours truly, West Coast Roberto. How are y'all doing out there? Hope y'all are doing well. I'm doing well. Rolling out of the weekend. Weekends go by so fast, man. That shit sucks. Sucks. But it is what it is. And it actually seems like time is flying. It's March, y'all. We are in March. Holy smokes. But back with another episode. Thank y'all for tuning in. For those of you new to the podcast, welcome. I appreciate y'all for taking the time to listen, to watch, etc., etc. For all you returning OG supporters, you already know what time it is. You already know I got love for y'all, and I appreciate y'all so much. Yeah, that last episode, episode 59, appreciate the struggle. I talked about my daughter's gymnastics meet, how that went, how we had to travel out of town to attend it, and then how we had to go back in time in my life, to a time in my life, excuse me, where it wasn't favorable for me and my family, my sister and my mother. And I showed my daughters somewhere we used to live. It was the cover of the last podcast episode, so check that out if you haven't already. Episode 59, appreciate the struggle. And now we're back, episode 60. Oh yeah, welcome. Before we start, make sure you follow on all podcast platforms. Whatever podcast platform you listen to this on, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or just YouTube. Whatever it is, make sure you follow, you like, you subscribe, you leave a comment. Helps out the podcast, helps me get traction. It helps the exposure of the podcast as well on the podcast platforms. When you rate it, it just bumps up. Make sure you leave a comment too. I want to know what y'all are thinking about the episodes as y'all listen to them. I appreciate y'all's support very much. Thank you for those listening around the world. Thank you. So, busy weekend this past weekend. Not for me, but you know, around the world, sports-wise, there was a lot going on. There was the NFL Combine going on. There was the Arnold Classic for all my fitness enthusiasts, my bodybuilding competitors or enthusiasts. There was a strongman competition, strongwoman competition. There was UFC. There was all kinds of stuff going on this weekend, man. And I watched the Arnold Sports Festival because there's nothing like it. I've had the privilege of going one year. I went in 2018. Me and my homie Paul, we flew to Ohio and we experienced the Arnold Festival in person. Great event. Good times. A lot going on out there. So this year, it was streamed live. You know, now everything is streamed so you can watch it, but there's usually a fee. But this time, this year, it was free. That free 99. So I watched the finals of the Arnold, the Classic, which was the bodybuilders, the men's physique, which is the board shorts, you know what I'm saying? And then it was like bikini and all that stuff. So I'm into that stuff. I'm into bodybuilding. Always been a bodybuilder. Always will be. So that happened Saturday night. Shout out to my man Hadi Chupan. Winning the Arnold. Fool was in immaculate condition. Immaculate condition. Big. Shredded. Yeah, that. But he won the Arnold. This year's Arnold. So he's going to roll right into the Olympia this year, Mr. Olympia. And if he can bring that same package, that same conditioning, just, man, it's gonna be a good one this year. There was somebody I knew who was in the actual Arnold competition as well. Female, she was competing in the wellness division. Me and her were stationed together when I was on one of the past carriers I was on. She made her IFBB Pro debut in the wellness division. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the wellness division, it's like bikini. However, the ladies are a little more filled, a little more voluptuous down bottom. So they got bigger legs, bigger glutes. So the judging criteria is different than bikini. But shout out to Courtney. Out of nine competitors, she placed, or excuse me, out of 11 competitors, she placed ninth. But you know what I'm saying? This is her first time, her first pro show debut at the Arnold. It's a big show. So shout out to her for even taking the stage. You know what I'm saying? So top 10, you know what I mean? Not bad, not bad at all. But yeah, man, just a lot going on. The strong woman competition was fucking savage. Golly. Some strong women out there. And it's crazy because I was talking to one of my guys at work today and he asked me a question that my wife and I were talking. We had asked each other on the way down to South Carolina for my daughter's gymnastics meet a week or two ago. And the question was, if you're with somebody or dating or however, and they told you something, what would you do? I'll get into that later, or I might save that for another episode. But dude was talking about that same question, which I thought it was kind of funny and ironic that he brought that up and asked me. And he was like, yeah, man, you know, she gonna be all strong and shit. And I was just like, there are strong females out there. What are you talking about, fool? He's like, I'm just saying. I was like, what are you saying? Because there are strong females out there, a lot of them. And a lot of them are just strong, naturally strong. That doesn't mean they used to be men. They're just strong. Like, you sound ignorant right now. But anyways, the strong woman competition sponsored by Rogue. That shit was crazy. I had it on as I was working out back here in my home gym, and the events, the stone medley, I think it was called. It was crazy. They had to pick up a stone, press it over their head, and the stone was like an Atlas stone, a ball, and they had to overhead press that bone. Then they had to pick up a boulder, throw it over a little wooden beam, and then the third stone was 256 pounds, I believe, for the strong woman. And they had to pick the stone up off the ground get it up on her shoulder and then stabilize it with one hand and then boom. I mean, crazy, crazy. Men had to do the same thing, and but the men's stone, the final stone was like 356 pounds or some shit like that. First stone, the Atlas stone, was 200 something. It was crazy. And to show y'all, you know what I'm saying, the severity and the difficulty of that stuff, Half Thor, Big Thor, you know what I mean? He's always in the World's Strongest Man competition. He's always in the strongman competition. Thor is his name. He didn't even pass the first event with the stone. The first stone. He couldn't press it directly over his head. Crazy. Crazy. But he was recovering from a just coming back off of injury and surgery. But there was a lot of good stuff going on. A lot of sports. Like I said, the combine, the NFL combine was this past weekend as well. And there were some motherfuckers flying in that shit. Shout out to all the athletes that participated in the combine. A lot of them don't. A lot of the high profile cats don't. But then the combine, a lot of no name, not as known athletes go to the combine, and then they just propel their stock based on their performance at the combine. Man, there were some cats out there that were just scary. You know what I mean? You have 366 pound men running 4.7 40s, 4.8 40s. For those of you who don't know or don't understand that is fucking insane. A 366 pound man running a 4.8 40 yard dash. That's a monster coming at your ass. Coming to sack a quarterback. That's crazy. It's crazy. Cats were running 4.4s, 4.2s. I think Xavier Worthy set the record. The record was 4.22 by John Ross. Fool ran a 4.21 40. Flying. That's nuts. You had defensive linemen running 4.6s, 4.5s. It's a fast class, man. Some athletes, man. The evolution of the athlete is nuts. It's nuts. And then there was also a UFC event, but no real big name, so I didn't follow it or watch it. But it was a good weekend to watch some things, man. Football. Football was on this weekend as well. Soccer, known to us here in America. A lot of soccer going on, which is cool because in North America, for over the next 3 years, to include this year, there's going to be a lot of big soccer events, football events going on in North America. 2024, we got CONCACAF, which is the North American region, Canada, United States, Latin America, South America. That's their big competition. That's going on this year in North America. Next year, 2025, we have the Club World Cup, which is the World Cup, like the World Cup, but instead of countries, it's clubs. So your Liverpools, Arsenals, Juventus, Real Madrid's, clubs like that compete amongst each other worldwide. And that's in North America. And then in 2026, we have the World Cup, just a regular World Cup. It's going to be crazy here the next 3 years. And I was telling somebody we were talking about it at work. I was like, I'm excited for the World Cup. I didn't know about the Club World Cup or the CONCACAF until yesterday when I seen that. I was like, damn, that's nuts. But, you know, I'm stoked about it. I know a lot of my homies are stoked about it too. But at the same time, it's kind of worrisome for me. It's kind of sketch because a lot of motherfuckers are going to be in this country, man. And a lot of motherfuckers don't fuck with us. So we got to be on our toes and shit. So if you're going out there to the World Cup, to the Club World Cup, CONCACAF, or whatever it is you may be partaking in, make sure you be careful. Keep your head on a swivel. Stay on your toes. Because there's going to be a lot of visitors in this country, and a lot of them don't fuck with us. So just be careful out there, man. Be careful out there. Be careful. Like I said, it's in March, y'all. We're in March. Time is flying. You know, January took like 2 years to get through. But February came and went, which is nuts. Now we're in March. Crazy. And this year, you know, it was a leap year, which is crazy. So, you know, a leap year's every 4 years, which is nuts. The history of leap year, I had that shit popped up. What? Let's see. Here it is. I had it popped up talking about a leap year. And I know, like, nowadays, you know, my generation, millennials, leap year when we were younger was kind of like a crazy thing, like a gnarly thing. Like, dang, it's a leap year. Every 4 years, that's kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? Da, da, da. Nowadays, this generation, they don't really give a fuck. It's just, oh, there's 29 days. They probably don't even notice it. I don't even know if my daughters realize it, actually. Crazy. But leap year is, simply put, a leap year is a year with an extra day added every 4 years to the calendar, which is crazy as well, because I saw a video the other day, or actually not too long ago, talking about the calendar and how the calendar, the first month of the year, was starting in April. April was the first day of the first month of the year. So if that's the case, where did January, February, and March come from? And why? And then in the video I saw, they explained why. And it really makes sense when you watch it, because of the rotation of the planet and the seasons, how it all correlates. It's crazy, man. Maybe I'll talk about that on the next episode. Sorry, I'm kind of just like bouncing all over the place, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Here it is. Adding an extra day every 4 years keeps our calendar aligned correctly with the astronomical seasons. Since a year, according to the Gregorian calendar, 365 days, and a year, according to the Earth's orbit around the Sun, approximately 365.25 days, are not the same length of time. Without this extra day, our calendar and the seasons would gradually get out of sync. That's the whole purpose of a leap year every 4 years. And because of this extra day, a leap year has 366 days instead of 365. Additionally, a leap year does not end and begins on the same day of the week as a non-leap year does. Which is crazy, because it's the Gregorian calendar. What I was referring to was the Tartarian calendar. So what year, or when did they incorporate the new Gregorian calendar and this whole leap year philosophy? It's crazy. The next leap year is going to be 2028, and it's going to be Tuesday, February 29th. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's every 4 years, right? So then 4 days from Thursday is what? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So how's it on the Tuesday? See there? You see there? It's crazy. Why we need leap years is that our calendar needs to stay aligned for astronomical reasons. That's the whole purpose of a leap year. Because I was curious about it, and I was like, leap years? Why do we have leap years? So I pulled this up, and that's the whole purpose behind a leap year. And those born on a leap year are called leaplings. And it's the rarest birthday in the Gregorian calendar, because, you know, it happens every 4 years. So realistically, someone isn't going to be like 1-2 years old, technically, if you technically want to do it. And they technically don't have a birthday every year, which is crazy if you think about it. But according to folklore, the weather always changes on Friday in the leap year. Leap year was ne'er a good sheep year, old proverb. But yeah, that's the whole purpose of a leap year, y'all. Pointless facts, you know what I'm saying? Pointless facts. I was curious about it, so I wanted to fucking talk about it. But did y'all see that video? Or do y'all know who Cam Newton is? I know a lot of my sports guys know who Cam Newton is. A lot of my podcast enthusiasts and fans know who Cam Newton is, as he is a podcast as well. But Cam Newton was a football player. You know, he was a beast, number one pick for the Carolina Panthers. Came back and played for the Patriots for a year or two, a couple years. And then, you know, he just kind of left the league. Does a podcast, has a good one, by the way. But he had a charity event, a football event for the youth in Georgia. And tell me why these fools tried jumping this fool, man. And in the video, you can see him. He's standing under a tent. And then by some steps, then a dude jumps at him. Then another dude jumps at him. So homie's fighting off like 2-3 dudes. But he's holding his own. Like, he literally has one dude like stiff-armed while the other dude is trying to sock him, jump up and sock him and shit. But he's fighting them all off, tossing cats around and shit, which is crazy. Shout out to them dudes who tried, yo, because they were little dudes. Cam Newton's like 6'5", 270, 260. 2-3 of them cats couldn't even phase homie. Homie was just moving them cats. Then his people came in, jumped in, broke it up or whatever. Cam Newton, you know what I mean, being the bigger dude, being growing up, being more mature, later came out and apologized for the whole scuffle, the whole situation of what happened. I guess he was talking smack or whatever. And, you know, it's what caused the whole rift. But I just thought it was hilarious, man. I watched that video a couple of times. It's like, damn, three homies tried but did nothing to this fool. And then homie be wearing this hat. He'd be wearing like a top hat. He looked like old homie off of Curious George, the dude with the man in the yellow suit. The man in the yellow, he'd be wearing that top hat. That fool had it on. That shit didn't even move. Didn't even move. That shit stayed firmly secure on homie's head. That's crazy. But shout out to Cam for holding his own against them three cats, having the hat stay secured on his head, and then coming out and apologizing for all that shit. Man, shout out to you, man. Big salute to Cam. You know what I mean? Shout out to you for doing that event too, man. It's a shame that had to happen. Something else I seen. So there was this topic or this thing that happened where this husband is divorcing his wife because he found his wife's go bag in the closet. For those of you who don't know what a go bag is a bag that women pack that contains clothes, fruits, money, etc. And the go bag essentially is for a woman or a partner or a person, whomever, that is in a abusive relationship and wanting to escape the relationship. They have that bag. All they have to do, grab it and go. Self-explanatory, right? So there's this couple, and the husband was doing some cleaning, and he wanted to help out his wife. So he's like, you know, she's doing a lot, whatever. Let me do some cleaning. So he's cleaning her closet, trying to organize her closet. He finds his bag. He looks in the bag. It's full of clothes, has some dry fruit in there, and $1,000. And he's just like, yo, what the fuck is this? What is this? So he sees his wife, confronts her about it, and he asks her, what's this bag? His wife replies that it's a emergency bag just in case an earthquake hits or whatever. And he's like, wasn't buying the story. He's just like, in case an earthquake hits, well, why haven't you told me about the bag? Like, I would add two, et cetera, et cetera. There's no, my clothes aren't in it. You know what I mean? Like, why haven't you told me? So she later comes out and confesses that it's a go bag. And he was taken by it. He said, a go bag. Like, I'm not abusive. I've never been abusive. I don't understand why you have a go bag. And the wife's response was, it's just, you know, worst case scenario. Like, I'm not saying I want to leave or I've ever had an inkling to leave. It's just worst case scenario thing. So the couple had been married for 5 years. They have a 2-year-old child. And the husband finding the bag, he already felt some kind of way because I guess they were going through some stuff. And he felt as if his wife didn't trust him with whatever they had going on. So seeing the bag, I guess, kind of put him over the edge, and he filed for the divorce. which is kind of nuts. But how would y'all feel out there? Let me know what y'all think about that situation. If you were in that situation, what would you do? What would you do? Now, it's kind of crazy because a lot of dudes, I know a lot of dudes who have bags. I wouldn't say they were go bags, but they got bags on deck, but they're in their vehicle. So it's like, just in case something goes down, they just hop in their car. They got a bag on deck, clothes, toiletries, etc. But it's not like a lot of clothes to live off of. It's just like an outfit or two. So what would you do in that situation if you found your spouse's go bag had $1,000 in it, fruit, food, clothes, etc.? What would you do? Let me know in the comment section. Shoot me a DM. Let me know what y'all would do if y'all found a go bag. Would y'all be upset and want to file for a divorce, depending on what y'all had going on between y'all's relationship? What would y'all do? I think him filing for divorce, well, depending on how their relationship has been, it's kind of extreme. You know what I mean? It's a bit much. It's kind of him saying that he feels like she doesn't trust him. That's kind of like, is that your guilty conscience? You know what I mean? Like, what's going on now? So I think that's a bit too extreme for him to want to file for a divorce or whatever. But I don't know. I would bring it up and we would talk about it. Like, okay, well, what's this? Worst case scenario? Like, all right. Okay. Like, this is how this makes me feel. But what would y'all do? Let me know. Let me know in the comments section. Would y'all divorce y'all's partner? But to refer back to that question that my man asked me at work that my wife and I were talking about, I really don't want to talk about it right now and bring it up because I want my wife to be on. And we talked about it. I want her to be on the pod and us discuss her answer because I think it'd be interesting. And it's an interesting question too. So I'm going to save it for a future episode. So y'all just stand by for that. But yeah. Yeah. It's funny. And it was just such a coincidence. He asked me that same fucking question. That was crazy. And finally, you know, I've been bulking for the winter, you know what I mean? Winter time bulking season. And I recently started back working out. I've been working out this whole time, but I've been just, you know what I mean, devouring food, being in a calorie surplus. And that's the whole point of bulking, is to being in a caloric surplus and turning those added calories into muscle mass. And I mean, there's many ways you can do it. You can do it dirty, which is basically nothing. You're just eating whatever you want. Excuse me, whatever you want, whenever you want, and not caring or counting calories or your macros, which is your protein, fats, and your carbs. Or there's like a clean way to do it. Which is still being in the caloric surplus, but doing it cleaner. You know what I mean? It's up to you. A lot of quote unquote experts aren't down with the dirty bulk, but whatever. But anyways, for me, I have been bulking. So I've been in a caloric surplus, meaning my calorie intake has been high. So I've been smashing food, protein, just adding a lot more calories to my diet and training as well, not doing any cardio. So last week was my day one of my leaning, my path to leaning out from the bulk. So my bulk ended, essentially, is basically what I'm saying. My bulk ended. So, you know, it's a gradual process, and slowly incorporate cardio, which I was going to do cardio today, but I didn't. Probably do some yoga later, though. Me with my wife, we probably do some yoga. Yoga's hard as fuck. But anyways, I say that to say, I saw a stat the other day. The United States I saw two interesting stats. One of them being humans are now fatter than pigs. Yeah, that's what I said. Humans are statistically fatter than pigs. On average, pigs are 16% body fat. And the average American male is 28% body fat. And an American woman, on average, is 40% body fat, which is crazy. Think about that. An average male, American male, is 28% body fat. And an average American woman is 40% body fat. A pig is 16% body fat. Now, people think about pigs, they think about big, sloppy, nasty, disgusting, dirty animals. So you think that about a pig. We fatter than pigs. And I know people are going to be like, man, well, our body frames are different. We can't really compare to that, et cetera, et cetera. Stop it. Just think about that, man. If that's you, do what you got to do, man. Do what you got to do to better yourself. And it's not, you don't got to be a fitness influencer. Just think about longevity. That's what I do. Like, I'm not doing this to impress nobody, not doing this to be no fitness influencer. I have two kids who, in which I want to be there for. I want to grow old. I want to be that fit grandpa, in shape grandpa. I want to see them have kids. My kids have kids, if that's the case. You know, I just want to be around for all these events. So that's my whole sole purpose of being in shape, exercising my heart. So that way I can be around for the longevity aspect of it. I don't care to be the biggest dude, the strongest dude in the room. I don't care about all that. I'm here for longevity. So if you fall into one of them categories, do something to change that. I mean, the toughest part of it is starting. Starting is the hardest part, going one day. Taking that one day, turning it into 2 days, 3 days. Second hardest part of it, being consistent with it. You can start all day, or you can start, boom. But then you stop and you're inconsistent. Oh yeah, I went Tuesday. My second day was on Friday. Then my next day was on Wednesday. The consistency and just consistently going is the second hardest part. And statistics say that it takes about 30 days for somebody to be really fluid and consistent into a workout regimen. So start off with your workout, take baby steps. You ain't got to go hard in the paint. Don't get discouraged by anybody in the gym. You're there for you. You're not there to impress anybody else. Do you, do your thing, and then slowly progress, doing whatever it is you're doing. If you're walking on a treadmill, start off on a little incline. From that incline, go however long you're going. Next time, try the next incline. Go to four. Try to go a little longer, et cetera, et cetera. Progression. But if you fall into that obesity category, man, you need to do something, because nowadays a lot of people are just like, oh yeah, you know, you're body shaming or da da da, this and this. Yeah, you can't say they're obese or whatever. At the end of the day, we're over here saying, yeah, good for you for being confident, but also your life expectancy is going to be shorter because of that. Come on now, BMI, obesity, it's a real thing. And to go with obesity has now overtaken hunger as the leading global health threat. I remember back in the day growing up, man, used to see them commercials about like world hunger and kids starving in Africa, yada, yada, yada. But now, obesity is now a greater threat to the global health than hunger is. More than 1 in 8 people in the world are clinically obese, as the number passed 1 billion for the first time. It is now the leading form of malnutrition, with the number of people considered underweight falling to below 550 million. Experts warn that children are paying the price for inaction on obesity by global leaders, with under 18 seconds accounting for 159 million of those who are obese. Layman's terms, kids are so inactive that they're contributing to that number. Majority of the number are children. Makes sense because they're glued to their phones. They don't go outside and play like we used to. For all my millennials and those before us, we used to come home from school, do homework, boom, 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 go outside and play, come back before the lights came on. You know what I mean? Nowadays it's different. Kids come home, they on their phone, they play the game, they're on TikTok, they're watching YouTube, etc., etc. Vice being outside, being active. So if you're a parent out there and you got a kid, man, go outside with your kid, man. Go ride bikes, go for a walk, walk the dog, play soccer with your kid, go play tag, play basketball with them. Do something to help your kids stay mobile, stay active, because they are the future on some real shit. Don't want to sound cliche, but kids are the future and you are the example for the kids. So what you do is a prime example for your kid. Your example, your kid will take you as an example, and what you do is exactly what they're going to do. So just remember that they're sponges, man, regardless of however old they are. But especially when they're young, very young, promote that. Promote health. Promote eating right. Promote drinking water. Promote all that at a young age. Promote eating vegetables, because the younger they are eating vegetables, as they grow up, vegetables ain't gonna be no thing. Vegetables and water ain't no thing. When I grew up, I didn't really eat vegetables, but water was my thing. I would go to my homie's house. My homies would be like, oh, you want some juice? You want some da-da-da, Kool-Aid, da-da-da, woo-woo, this and this. I was like, nah, you got some water? I'm like, water? Yeah. You sure? Yeah, I want some water. I love water. To this day, I love water. But promote all those good, healthy habits. And then as they progress, as they get older, it's just going to be a normal thing, a common thing for them. But make sure you're doing that, doing your part. Take care of yourself, your mental, and your physical, because you got to be around to watch your kids, your family members, your friends, whoever it is you care about, grow, progress, as well as yourself. So with that being said, we're going to end this here, y'all. It's the homie West Coast Rob. I appreciate y'all for listening. Make sure you like and you subscribe, like I say. Make sure you rate the podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on. If you want to donate to the podcast, there's links in the show notes. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/WestCoastRob for the clips. I promise the YouTube channel will be up to date. It's going to be as up to date as the TikTok and the Instagram are. Make sure you follow on TikTok at Yeah That Podcast. Thank y'all for listening. So much love for y'all. I appreciate y'all so much. And until the next episode, it's the homie West Coast Rob signing out. Yeah, that. Till the next episode, episode 60. This is episode 60. Until the next episode, episode 61. You know what I'm trying to say. But thank y'all for listening. I love y'all so much. Appreciate y'all. See y'all on the next episode. Yeah, that.